Teachers Talking Tech is a podcast by teachers for teachers. The podcast is fully funded by us, Mike and Eric, and we are not sponsored by anyone. So you know that when we share something, we believe that it is good for students and good for teachers. If you like what you hear, take a moment and donate through PayPal to brown145@yahoo.com. We appreciate your support.
Eric from Teachers Talking Tech here with a mini cast all about screencasting. Now, when somebody on Twitter asked me to do this podcast, my first thoughts were, you know, I don't know if podcasting is a great format to tell all of the awesome features that my favorite screencasting apps have because they're hard to see. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a little bit about screencasting. I'm going to tell you why I use it and how I use it. And then I'll give you my top three favorite screencasting apps for iOS. I'll also talk a teeny bit about if you have a Mac or a Chromebook, how you can screencast there. I will follow up with a YouTube video, but there are also some great videos already out there which will run you through my favorite apps, and you can watch those tutorials as well. So first of all, what is screencasting? So screencasting is when you are recording your voice and what you have on your screen. And so it can be used in a ton of different ways. It can be used for presentations. In the classroom, I think it's really useful for teaching lessons. Our kids learn through video, and it's a great way to teach them through video. Now, I love it because I can have small group teaching more often than I could before. So in a traditional classroom, you know, there's a teacher in front of the class, they're teaching the whole group. And we've gotten away from that in some areas, but in other areas, it's still very prevalent. And I found it didn't really lead to great discussion. And of course, you have the problem of differentiation, where you have kids that have different needs and different speeds at which they do things. It's just really problematic. So I tried to do everything small group, whether it was math, social studies. Anytime I could, I wanted kids back at my teaching table and broken up into small groups. Now, of course, the problem with this is that you have to come up with a bunch of meaningful things to for your kids to do when they're not back with you. And I found that screencasting is just such a valuable way to teach when my kids are not with me. So I have my group back with me, let's say, during math. Then I also have a whole other group of kids who are following along with maybe a math journal page or a new math concept that I've screencasted for them. I love that about it. And it works really well. And kids can go at their own speeds. I've recorded spelling tests for kids. And so I have three different spelling groups with different words. Now I have kids that can go at their own pace. They're all getting the video at the same time. But they can, you know, if they need to go and go to the bathroom, no problem. Go ahead and press pause. Oh, I didn't hear that word. No problem. You can just scrub back and listen to that word again. So there's just so many possibilities when you start recording yourself and screencasting for your kids. Another way to use screencasting apps that I often forget is I use them while I'm teaching live. So it allows me to walk around with my iPad, draw over maybe a worksheet or maybe a picture or whatever it is we're doing, or just a whiteboard, and I can walk around the class rather than being stuck up at the front. And also, if you have a way to mirror devices, your kids can do the same thing, and you can put them up on the board for others to see as well. So I like to do that with my screencasting apps during either whole group teaching time or small group teaching time as well. So now that being said, let me tell you about some of my favorite apps for screencasting. Let's start with Chromebooks. So with Chromebooks, my favorite app for screencasting is one called Screencastify. And Screencastify is a free app, and you can pay for it if you choose to, and it gives you some upgraded features. But in general, it is free. It works really well. If you're using a MacBook, Well, you've got some great screencasting options. First of all, being QuickTime. Within QuickTime, you can choose to record your screen. It's really user-friendly and works well. You can also plug in your iPad to your MacBook, and if you choose Movie Record, it will show your iPad screen, and so you could, in effect, record yourself talking about something on the iPad. Now, on the iPad itself, you can enable screen recording now by going into your settings and then making it a widget. And I'll show how to do this in the YouTube video, but you can screen record right in iOS now, which is really helpful. Now, in iOS, there are some great screencasting apps, but there's so many of them. So I picked my favorite three to share with you. The first one is called Vittle Pro. VITTLE. Okay, so Vittle Pro, the pricing goes from free up to about $20. The free version is very limited. The one that I use, Vittle Pro, is $9.99. And then you can get one that's a little more business oriented for about $19.99. I love this one because, let's say I'm doing a math page, I can zoom in on certain parts of a page and zoom back out, and it'll hold my ink where it was. I can highlight. I can do a laser pointer. I can edit my video once I'm done, and then I can also easily share it to anywhere I want. So whether I want to send that video to Seesaw, if I want to save it in Google Drive, if I want to save it to Dropbox, or if I want to save it to my camera roll, all those are options, and it's quick and easy. All right, another one, Explain Everything. Explain Everything is much like Vittle Pro. It has a couple extra options on there, and it is a wonderful, wonderful app. Explain Everything is anywhere from free, and it's not really free, actually. It's a free app, but then you have to pay a subscription. So one of the things I like personally about Vittle Pro is that I don't have an ongoing cost. I pay the $10, and I'm done. With Explain Everything, you're going to be paying anywhere from about $5 a year to $25 a year. The $5 a year is if you get five educators together and pay for it, it's $5 a year. If you're on your own, it starts at about $25 a year, so a little more expensive. But it has more options than Vittle, and you can make it look a little prettier in there as well. If you're looking for a free screencasting app, the one that I would recommend for iOS is called Doceri, D-O-C-E-R-I. Doceri is free. You can pay about $5 if you want to remove a watermark from the video, but besides that, it's free. It's a great option if you just want to create a simple video with some voiceover. It really does work well, and you can export it to many different places. So the reason I chose these three apps, just so you know, I, number one, like a lot of export options. I want to be able to export to anywhere I want. I might not want to make a new video every year, right? So what I love about all three of these is that you can export to Google Drive. And what I do many times for my classroom is I will export my video to Google Drive and name it. And then in Seesaw, it gives you the option to share as a link. Same if you're using Google Classroom. So now when I'm ready to use it next year, all I have to do is find the video I made and then share that link with the kids, and off they go. Okay, so super easy. I'm also looking for something that's quick. A lot of the videos I make, I'm not going for Hollywood. I'm just trying to make a quick video where I am showing them how to do a concept or a page or something like that. And so I want to be able to make it in 5 or 10 minutes. Otherwise, it's not something I can do in my planning time, and it's probably not going to be, you know, worth it for you. Like I always say, is the juice worth the squeeze? So I'm looking for something, the juice is worth the squeeze. I'm going to make it, it's going to be quick, the kids can watch it, and it's going to have an impact. Okay, so those are my three favorite apps for iOS: Vittle Pro, Explain Everything, and then Doceri. Again, for Chromebook, you want to look at Screencastify. Is a great app that is mainly free unless you want some upgrades. And then if you're on a MacBook, you want to look at QuickTime, and that will have screencasting built right into it. Now, just a reminder, I'm going to have all of these apps that I talk about in a video on YouTube that will accompany this podcast. And I will put links in the description. So let's say you look at the quick little run-through I do on YouTube and you pick one that you really want to check out. I'll have links below that will take you to more detailed walkthroughs of that app, whether it was one done by me or a video done by somebody else, so that you can get a little more in-depth. All right, I hope this was really helpful. This has been Eric Robinson, and this has been a minicast for Teachers Talking Tech. See ya.